This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A few months ago, a new podcast called American Innovations came out with a different outlook on how the science and technology we use today came to be. Hosted by popular science author Stephen Johnson, he'll tell you the stories behind DNA, the mapping of the human genome, the rise of the personal computer, artificial intelligence, and more. But American Innovations isn't your typical science podcast, because you'll not only hear about the science behind some of the greatest innovations of the last century, you'll also be immersed in the dramatic moments behind the people, places, and times that led to those aha moments, and how each of those innovations affect us today. You're about to hear a preview of the first episode in their series about artificial intelligence. The early development of AI was filled with trailblazers and innovative thinkers, a lot like you see today, and their goal was figuring out a way to put human intelligence into a machine. And they started with games. Chess, an incredible challenge. You'll definitely want to listen to this one.
It's June 1, 2010, in Los Angeles, California. A swanky resort beside the Pacific Ocean with lush green lawns and swaying palm trees. Inside the luxurious main hotel building, Steve Jobs, the co-founder and CEO of Apple, is on stage at the Wall Street Journal's All Things Digital Conference, a select gathering of the tech industry's top CEOs and executives. He's wearing his trademark faded Levi's and a black polo neck shirt. He's sitting in a cherry red executive chair across from two famous tech journalists, the Wall Street Journal's Walt Mossberg and Kara Swisher. Swisher starts with a question to Jobs.
How do you feel about your relationship with Google? Eric Schmidt, their CEO, was on your board. Well, they decided to compete with us. We didn't go into the search business.
The conversation is friendly, but the journalists are trying to get Jobs to reveal his plans and strategy at Apple, particularly how he feels about Google recently entering the smartphone market.
You just woke up one morning and discovered they were competing with you? Yeah. Did he call you? No, they started competing with us and got more and more serious. Do you feel betrayed? Are you gonna... My sex life is pretty good. How's yours?
Mossberg gets it. Jobs considers his plans to fight Google off limits. So the journalist tries a different tactic, asking Jobs about a startup Apple bought a month before.
Last year at this conference, we had a small search startup called Siri. Yeah, well, I don't know if I would call Siri a search company. You now own them, right? Yeah. There was lots of expectation, and this company is in the search area. No, they're not in the search area. They're in the AI area.
Jobs goes suddenly quiet. AI, artificial intelligence.
You bought them for their engineers and their patents and their knowledge about AI. Mm-hmm.
That mm-hmm is Jobs' way of saying he's said all he's willing to say.
We like what they do a lot.
And that is that. The conversation moves on. Jobs could have explained that he'd paid more than $200 million to buy Siri, or that it had spun out of a Pentagon artificial intelligence research program that was the largest AI project in the history of the United States. Jobs might have shared that his plans for Siri would deliver on a concept developed at Apple 25 years earlier, a concept that would redefine how we interact with computers. But he never spoke in any detail about Siri in public ever again. 16 months later, Scott Forstall, an Apple senior VP, unveils that little thing Mossberg called a search device. It's the beta version of Siri, incorporated into their iPhone 4S. He begins by asking Siri the weather forecast. Apple employees and journalists packing the auditorium marvel as Siri quickly returns an accurate response. But then Forstall throws Siri a curveball, a conceptual question.
Siri, do I need a raincoat today?
I don't believe it's raining.
Not only did it understand the words I said, it understands the meaning.
He demonstrates how Siri can set an alarm, find nearby restaurants, schedule meetings, answer text messages, and even crack a joke.
Who are you?
I'm Siri, your virtual assistant.
One chair is empty, reserved for the visionary behind AI and a phone. He's 13 miles away, so sick he can't get out of bed. The day after Apple reveals Siri to the world, Steve Jobs dies at home, surrounded by his family. Apple's founder will never see how Siri and other software like Amazon's Alexa and Google Assistant will drive millions of people to talk to their machines like they're talking to a friend. And have those machines talk back. American Innovations is pleased to have ZipRecruiter as its presenting sponsor. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/AI. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. It's so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/AI. That's ZipRecruiter.com/AI. And we invite you to stick around to the end of this episode to hear more about ZipRecruiter's innovations in hiring. From Wondery, I'm Stephen Johnson, and this is American Innovations. In this series, we look at some of the most important innovations of the past 100 years. From the personal computer to nuclear power, these innovations have totally changed the world and our lives. We're going to explore the people behind those innovations, their challenges, their mistakes, their accomplishments, and how their imaginative thinking and persistent efforts had an impact on every one of us in ways you may never have thought of. Siri, are you real?
I'm an assistant. That's all that matters.
Siri, are you human?
That's a rather personal question.
These next episodes are about the rise of artificial intelligence and the quest to breathe intellectual life into computers. This is episode 1 of Thinking Machines. Thanks to smartphones and apps like Apple Siri and Amazon's Alexa, artificial intelligence is no longer just a futuristic device in sci-fi movies. And it's set to get much more powerful because technology companies and governments are investing heavily in making smarter machines. Machines that can reason, create, predict the future, even dream. Already today, we're seeing massive leaps in what is now being called machine learning. This is the idea that we don't just program machines with facts and numbers like we used to, but we program them to learn and evolve and grow from experience. That was just a preview of American Innovations. To listen to the rest of this episode and more, go find American Innovations on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this right now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.